Hey, welcome. I am your host, Sam, and this is Urban Legends and Other Dreadful Curiosities, a podcast about urban legends coming from different cultures and other scary stories as well. Hey guys, we are back to our regular programming. Woo, what's up? Okay, so let me start this podcast off by giving you an update with what's been happening and why I freaking disappeared all of a sudden. Okay, so first of all, I was intending to actually postpone episode 5 to like, because you know how I always upload every Sunday, and now I was intending to upload episode 5 the week after that Sunday, but then the whole pandemic thing kind of stressed me out. I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys are really stressed out too, and I understand that. I understand the fear with what's been going on recently, and I really hope you guys are safe out there and that you guys wash your hands. And yeah, I hope you guys stay safe out there. We'll get through this. Honestly, I don't really know what to say because I'm also as shocked as you guys are. So just know that we're in this together and we'll get through it. Okay, so this whole pandemic thing kind of stressed me out, and I wanted to go home initially, but I thought I was gonna go home. So I ended up packing all my stuff, putting it in the storage, and that took a while. And it turns out the flights to my city got canceled. So yeah, I ended up staying here in the dorm instead with just minimal stuff. So that's pretty much an update of my life. I don't know if that made sense. I kind of just rambled off script. Just so you know, I'm also planning on making some changes here and there. Like, for example, in this episode, I'll probably eliminate the story time segment just because I believe it doesn't really fit this whole episode, really. So yeah, just letting you guys know that. That's pretty much it. So I just want to say I'm sorry for disappearing in such a short notice. And I'm just really happy to be back. And I hope you guys listen to this podcast while you're self-isolating. Yeah, we'll get through this together. Wow, I say yeah a lot. Yeah, so basically I'm alone in my dorm room right now. My roommate went home. I'm so happy that she's with her family. If you're listening to this podcast, I love you, Diana. Okay, yeah. So the good news, well, I don't even know. Like, with this pandemic, I don't know if any news is good news, honestly. Oh, crap. I hope I'm not coming off as insensitive right now. I feel so bad, but yeah. Okay, so going back to our podcast, to all that paranormal encounters, we actually got a listener story for this episode. This listener story is from Rachel. She's a friend of mine, and she's from Southern California. And this is titled Paranormal Encounters. Hey Sam, I'm a listener who has had several run-ins with some freaky people in my lifetime. I had several specific things last year happen throughout the year that were really notable. First, for about 2 weeks, every time I used the restroom at night, especially when I went to shower, I could hear laughing. My phone ringtone is of a friend laughing. So for a while, I would check my phone to see if it was ringing, and the shower noise would just muffle it. But no, that is not the case. I never got a phone call during those times, and I could hear laughing. I would be sitting in the room, and sometimes when I came out, I would ask my roommate if she had been laughing. She always said no, or was asleep. I knew it was not her laughing because the laugh was deeper than hers, and it didn't have the same volume, and it was hollow. I never found out what it was, but after a couple of weeks, it stopped. Okay, just on a side note, it's getting really creepy because I'm alone in the dorm, and okay. Whew. Okay, gotta read this. Another time, I went out with my friends, and I got really wasted, and I started throwing up, and two of my friends were helping me. While I was sitting on the floor next to the toilet, I could see two people helping me. I thought it was my roommate and my friend, but my friend was dark and shadowy, while my roommate was still pretty much my roommate. They helped me out, and I went to sleep. The next morning, I woke up, and my roommate and friend had left for classes. I got up to get some water and got back into bed. From my bed, I saw a silhouette of someone walking past the doorway. I called out to my roommate to see if I had just passed by her without noticing. But she was not home. Whew, I'm getting chills right now. When she came home that day, I asked about the night before. She told me that when I saw our friend, the friend had already gone home and that she was the only one who helped me at that time. I tried to brush it off, just coincidences. A week or so later, I was in the kitchen getting some water. I turned around and saw a creepy version of my roommate. White clothes, pale, hair in front of her face, and a really creepy smile peeking out. She was looking at me from behind the wall that ended at our refrigerator. I was so scared that I called out my roommate's name, but then she was gone. I looked to see if my roommate had ran back into the bedroom or to hide somewhere. But when I went to the bedroom, she was laying under her blankets on her phone. Our apartment is not that big, so there was no way she ran. Plus, I didn't hear any shuffling. I just saw her watching me. I asked her if she was in there anyway, but she nodded no. I kind of scared her too. This stopped for a while, and I was scared of it though. About a month or so ago, I had a sleep paralysis, which prior to this time was pretty rare, although it has almost happened again since. I did not really think about it until recently, but I think maybe the girl from all the other times was in my sleep paralysis. During my sleep paralysis, I could hear my heartbeat so loudly. I could not move at all, and it felt like something was pressing me down, and my heartbeat turned into banging on my door. I heard people screaming through the door. Then I heard my brother yelling at me to open the door, like if I did not, something bad would happen. When I looked at the door, in the corner, I could see a shady figure in the corner. They never came near me, but it looked like they were watching everything happen. Since then, only little things can be explained have happened. I'm hoping it won't happen as frequently. But like I said, I could feel another sleep paralysis starting to happen, and I had to push myself out of the bed before I was completely paralyzed. Just wanted to share my experience with the paranormal. Good luck with your podcast. Sounds good so far. Rachel. Rachel, your story gave me chills. Jesus. Ah, and it doesn't help that I'm alone and my back is not against the wall. So I'm just constantly looking behind me and I hope I'm chill. So thank you so much for that email, Rachel. That story was creepy as fuck. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And I find this one super interesting because I know we talked about your sleep paralysis, but you never really got into detail with it. So now I know that you've been having these types of nightmares. I hope you're okay though, Rachel. So yeah, thank you so much for your email. I really appreciate it. Unfortunately, our episode has got nothing to do with our listener story. I just wanted to share that listener story because I thought it was creepy as hell and you guys might like it. So there you go. Rachel was actually in one of my podcast episodes when I was doing this as a school project. And this episode will actually be talking about vampires today. Rachel and I were talking about different types of vampires from different countries. And honestly, like in my previous podcast, the conversation Rachel and I had about vampires were pretty freaking awesome. So while doing that podcast with Rachel, I learned that each country has their own version of vampires. But then what I noticed though is that Western vampires were more sensationalized and more, I don't know, known, I guess, that I would say. And so in that previous podcast, Rachel talked about African version of vampires and European version of vampires, while I talked about the Mexican vampires and the Filipino version of them. And also, vampires are pretty, like, I would say, known in like the world of folklore and stuff like that. So, basically, in my previous podcast, it took a long ass time for me to edit because Rachel and I covered all of them, and it took like 2 hours to shoot and probably 6 days to edit. I'm sorry, Professor Krupa. If you're listening to this, I am really sorry. But it was so hard to edit, and it was a lot. It was divided into two parts. So yeah, it was long. So that's how much information there is about vampires. So in this episode, we'll only focus on one type of vampire, or it's more like a vampire-zombie type of hybrid. And it's called Jiangshi, Jiangshi in Mandarin. I don't know whether to pronounce this in how Chinese people would pronounce it, but I'm pretty sure I'll butcher it. So yeah, I really apologize for that. I'll try to pronounce it in the Chinese way possible, but I'll probably butcher it because my Mandarin isn't that good. So yeah, to all the Chinese speakers out there, I'm really sorry. Okay, so basically the Jiangshi is famous all over China, and they're called the Chinese hopping vampires in English, and the word Jiangshi directly translates to stiff corpse. This creature is often dressed in garments from the Qing dynasty and moves around by hopping with its arms outstretched. It is also said that the Jiangshi is blind and relies on sound and smell to navigate its way to places and hunt for food. These creatures rests in a coffin or hides in dark places like caves. And unlike vampires, Jiangshi actually do not drink blood, but these creatures actually feed off someone's life force or qi. The more souls they devour, the more powerful they become. So based on research, there are actually different types of Jiangshi, but they all, like, depending on the type of Jiangshi, they all kind of share a common weakness. So they're actually afraid of mirrors. From what I've researched and read, they're terrified of their own reflection, which I don't know if that has a Western influence to it or that influenced the Western type of vampires. Because in the Western type of vampires, they just don't have a reflection at all. Or like when you take a picture of a vampire, they're not seen once the picture is shown, I guess, if that makes sense. So I don't know. Could be a variation. So another weakness is items made from peach tree wood, which can deter evil auras and spirits. From what I read as well, fire can weaken the Jiangshi. It's pretty similar to the Filipino version of a vampire called Manananggal, which you can set fire with their lower half. I'll probably do an episode of that, if that makes sense, to make much more sense. But yeah, another weakness of the Jiangshi is to have a thread stained with a mix of black ink, chicken blood, and burnt talisman. I don't know if I said that correctly either, but yeah. To escape a Jiangshi, you should hold your breath because the Jiangshi relies on smell and sound. This kind of reminds me of The Quiet Place in a way, but minus the smell. And also, you can escape the Jiangshi by dropping a bag of coins, which can force them to count it. Ooh, fun. Okay, that one's pretty interesting because I've never heard of that before. But then again, I've never heard of this folklore until I read up on it. Okay, some fun facts because we are here for that. So the origin of this story came from the practice of transporting corpses. And back then in China, it was common for people to work away from home. And if these people die while working away from home, their families would hire a Taoist priest or someone to transport the body to their home because it was believed that souls get homesick if they were buried in a foreign city. So this legend or this practice was not only known in China, but in Hong Kong as well. So going back to the practice of transporting the corpse, the priest would perform burial rituals, and these are also practiced in different countries and cultures as well. So the priest would perform burial rituals, and it's said that the priest would ring a bell, and what would happen is that the priest would guide these souls or these corpses, reanimated corpses, to their homes. And whenever they would pass by a town, to get home, like the priest would ring a bell to signal the locals living in that town that they're passing through. Because it is said that looking at the jiangshi is actually a sign, a bad omen, or bad luck. There you go, fun fact of the day. There are also beliefs that if a child or a person was born as an illegitimate child, or if this person was a victim of murder, drowning, suicide, or curses, there is a potential that this person might become a jiangshi when they die. When this person has this potential, their body would be dismembered or incinerated to stop them from coming back to life. Some are buried deep, they're pinned with rocks, tied or staked, and this tradition isn't limited to Chinese culture. Practices like this are also present in ancient Egyptian, Greek, and Roman cultures. And I think this is super interesting because this urban legend, like I said, does not get a lot of attention compared to their Western counterparts. Like I said before, I never really knew about them until I actually read up on it online because I was looking for what to do on this episode, honestly. I thought it was interesting that they don't really get a lot of attention on media and just like on books and stuff like that until I read up on them. Like when I was younger, all I knew was the Western version of vampires and the Filipino version because I'm Filipino. So yeah, I think it's just interesting and I want to do this specific creature because like I said, it doesn't get a lot of hype and a lot of movies only feature vampires who are influenced by Western culture, like Dracula. So the film industry doesn't really delve into different types of vampires from different cultures, which I find really odd because there's so much information about vampires out there. There are different types of vampires, different versions, and different abilities. I wanted to make this episode because I want you guys to appreciate the different versions of vampires from different cultures. It's not just basically the Western vampires. It's not just limited to that as well. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you had fun. I'll try to upload every Sunday, but we'll see. No promises. Yeah, I need to learn how to manage my time more. But anyway, if you have some encounters, just some suggestions, or corrections that you have in my previous episodes, or just you want to say hi, or you have some horror stories that you might want to add, or just some horror encounters and some witchcraft tips or whatever, you can email me urbanlegendsaodcpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's urbanlegendsaodcpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow my Instagram account, which is martirez.sa. Again, that's martirez.sa. You can get updates through that Instagram account. Maybe I should make an Instagram page for this podcast. We'll see. So I hope you guys have fun. Have a good week. Stay safe and wash your hands. Bye-bye.